January 7, 1932. The divine will can be wanted, commanded, operative, and fulfilled. Example, the creation. My following the divine volition continues. I feel it always over me, an act of enclosing itself in my acts, to have the contentment of saying to me, your act is mine, because inside of it there is my life that has formed it. It seems to me that with an invincible patience, but loving, sweet, amiable patience that enraptures my soul, it observes, it counts when I must operate, move my step, etc., to enclose its operating life and the moving of its step in mine, as though wanting to imprison itself in my act, while it remains immense as it is. But who can say what I experience and feel under the empire of the divine will? I am always the little ignorant one who can only say the ABC of the divine will. In many things I lack the terms, and while my mind is full, and who knows how many things I would like to say, yet I try to speak and cannot find the words to express myself. And therefore I move on. Then, my sweet Jesus, surprising me, told me, my daughter, my will has surprising and different ways of acting, and it acts according to the dispositions of the creatures. Many times it makes known what it wants, but it leaves it up to the disposition of creatures to do it or not do it, and this is called wanted will. Other times, to the volition it adds the command, and it gives double graces so that the command may be executed. And this is for all Christians. Not doing this means being not even Christians. Another way is the operative one. It descends into the act of the creature and operates as if the act of the creature were its own. And therefore, as its own act, it places in it its life, its sanctity, its operative virtue. But in order to come to this, the soul must be accustomed to the wanted and commanded will, which prepares the void in the human act in order to receive the operating act of the divine fiat. But it does not stop. The operative act calls for the fulfilled act, and the fulfilled act is the holiest, the most powerful, the most beautiful act, the most refulgent with light, that my divine will can do. And because it is its fulfilled act, everything it has done is enclosed in this act, in such a way that one can see, flowing and enclosed in it, the heavens, the sun, the stars, the sea, the celestial beatitudes, everything and everyone. And I, as though surprised, but how can it be that one act alone can enclose everything? It seems incredible. And Jesus added, why incredible? Can my will perhaps not do everything and enclose everything, in the great just as in the smallest act? You must know that in the fulfilled acts of my will enters the inseparability of everything it has done and will do. Otherwise it would not be a single act, but would be subject to a succession of acts which cannot be, either in our divine being or in our will. And besides, the creation is a tangible example. All created things are inseparable among themselves, but one distinct from the other. Look at the sky, fulfilled act of the fiat, it acts as footstool to the celestial fatherland up above, where all the happinesses and joys run. It is occupied by all angels and saints, and upon it we form our throne. That same sky forms the azure vault above the heads of the creatures, and in the same space one can see multitudes of stars, but they do not extend beyond the sky. Down below there is the sun, the wind, the air, the sea, but under that same space of heaven. And while each one does its office, their inseparability is such that at the same time and place one can hear and see the sun darting through with its light, the wind whistling and blowing its refreshing breaths. The air makes itself breathed, the sea makes its murmuring heard. It seems that they are fused together, so great is their inseparability. So much so, that the creature, at the same time and place, can enjoy the sky, the sun, the wind, the sea, the flowery earth. The fulfilled acts of my will are not subject to separating, because, from the one will from which they came out with the unitive force and power. Therefore it is no wonder that in the fulfilled acts that it does in the creature, it encloses everything. And one can see, portrayed, as though seeing through a glass, all its works while each thing stays at its place, yet they reflect themselves with an admirable power in the fulfilled act of my will and the act of the creature. This is the reason why the value of a fulfilled act of my will, whether in the creature or outside of her, is so great, that as much as we give, we remain always with something to give, because she does not have the capacity to take all the value it contains. She fills herself to the brim, overflows outside, forms seas around herself, and what has she taken? One can say extremely little because this act encloses the infinite, and the creature is incapable of taking the value of an infinite act of my divine fiat. It would be easier for her to enclose all the light of the sun within the small circle of her pupil, but this too is impossible. She can fill her eye with light, but how many seas of light do not remain outside of her pupil? Why? Because there is a divine fiat in that sun, such that to all pupils it is not given to enclose it. They may take as much light as they want, but as for exhausting it, never. They will always have something to take, true image of a fulfilled act of my will in the creature. Therefore, be attentive, and let it be its life in your acts. Fiat.